Hello there. I feel like I should start priming you right now. I should spread you out beneath me and conduct a long, penetrating visual inspection. Visualizing you, picturing you in my collar, cuffs, wrists and ankles restrained, undressing you with my eyes, and in a snug chastity cage, locked, watching it bite into your pink flesh as your body responds to me saying, "Fuck toy," and "Mine," and squeeze. I snap my fingers, both hands, and you see something move from the corner of your eye. I'm summoning ropes, which begin to snake swiftly towards you, looping through the rings on your cuffs and collar. From the four corners of this room, from the four corners of the room that you are in, they bind you tightly in place, spread on your back. Now you know it's time. Time to give me what I want. Does it really matter? I'm going to take it anyway now. Now it's too late. It's already mine. My pale skin glows under this tight, glossy, clear latex body-hugging outfit. My tight, shiny outfit turns smoky, translucent, and then completely transparent, crystal as you stare at my body coming towards you. I've just slipped brand new, fresh batteries into my sex toy. I am getting wet and hot watching your flesh swell in its secure cage, watching your own switch flesh drip, clench. I am slowly coming already inside my clear panties. Your eyes are locked onto me. I permit only touching around and below your fuck hole. Your heart races as you see me take something large out of my bag. You can see clearly through my bag as I reach in and take hold of a clear strap-on harness with a clear 8-inch dildo. I take it and I drop it on the floor between your feet. I step forward. I step into it. I bend down, pick it up, pulling it up. I slide it over my ass, my hips, up around my waist, between my legs, tight in my crotch, and I fasten it snugly onto me. Turn around slowly and you watch as my round, curvy ass comes full into view. Fuck toy. When I turn to face you again, I'm stroking my clear 8-inch. Cock covered in lube. Incredibly, it grows bigger in my hand as you stare, fixated, and wonder what would happen if I took your virginity today. I wonder what would happen if I slipped my finger into you, just one finger. Inside of you, penetrating you, and if I fucked you slow and deep. I'm not going to wait to find out. Suddenly, I'm between your legs, spreading them wider. Or is it the ropes being summoned to pull you in that position?
To spread you open.
For me, I press my finger against your wet entrance, just pressing it on you. Am I making circles? Am I rubbing? It's so wet.
So hot.
It's so wet.
You don't even know what's happening to you.
I tell you this. I won't put it in until you beg. Are you my slut? Are you my slave? Are you my property? Are you here to be used and fucked stupid by me? Are you my fuck toy? Mine. My squeeze. Then I will give you the full sensation of my grand cock spreading you wide, sliding into you. To stretch you into a new shape,
molding you
from the inside out,
sculpting you
into a
and
perfect
you will
form.
Suck my even bigger
while I
cock.
Fuck you mindless. That one will go into you next. Anything I want, you will do. My plan is to stretch you, to slowly size you up, to fill you. Every angle. You won't resist.
You will
consent. Your submission is the gift every time. And I have you on repeat.
Now,
looping for me. Thrusting into space. Fucking the ether.
Being taken.
My hands all over your body. Milking you now.
It's so
You're
wet.
So hot. Taking hold
to you.
Most swollen, pulsing glands,
rubbing,
stroking, giving them a nice, long, gentle squeeze. Because they're mine now. Because
of your
toy. The supreme goddess El
is making a mess of you.
There's so much for you to clean up. Were I to feed it to you, you would eagerly swallow,
lick, and suck
every drop of
slick pre-cum from my finger or from my fuck toy. A little quicker, faster, I hasten the pace. I'm giving it to you harder
because you can take it.
Because I can feel you sucking so hard to keep
as
up.
You get fucked faster, faster, and harder and harder.
You're just throbbing now, aren't we?
All that edging that you've done for me and will continue to do. You'll step it up, you'll ramp it up, because you see now that it's trained you to be the perfect fuck puppet. And you jerk in response,
yes,
because I'm pulling the string.
It's so much fun for me to play with my fuzzy-brained little fuck puppet.
I'm giving you a good squeeze.
Because you're all horny.
Mine.
Taken.
In hand. I'll make you throb.
Clench.
Release.
Throb.
Repeat.
Clench.
Release.
Repeat.
Throb,
hard.
Clench,
hard.
Release,
please.
Repeat
again and again.
Throb hard.
Throb so hard.
It's so wet.
So hot
that you can't even
you
remember
don't even know
your last
happening
orgasm
to you.
With me, for me, either.
Me either.
Like, yeah, you're so
it might make
fucked
you
and throbbing
for me
if you. Deliver
something
just for me.
It might make you
give me a
huge
tribute.
Otherwise,
I might never let you
orgasm fully again.
Can you do that?
Be kept like this.
Desire it. Work for it.
Give me more and more control
over your life.
So good. It's better this way.
The searing pleasure. You experience being my fuck toy.
Good slave.
Good slave.
I might keep my cock in you
for 24 hours.
Wrecking you.
Fresh batteries.
Raping you.
All through the day and night.
You're so fucked right now.
Gagging you
with my dripping panty.
And then
pushing them deep into your mouth with my cock,
raping you
with my fingers,
my head,
my eyes,
maybe even the thought of fisting you
makes you black out with pleasure.
Your brain can't take it all,
but I can,
passing out
from euphoric pleasure,
feeling me stroke and squeeze.
Your
swollen gland.
A little squeeze,
and it starts to spill out of you.
All the while, you're still locked
in my chastity cage.
Did you forget about that?
Because you're so fucked and hungry for cum.
While sucking my cock and drinking up my cum
makes you so full.
God, it would be so terrifying, but so amazing
to be raped by me.
I would hold you down
so tight
and hard and whispering in your ear
to beg me
to rape you
without mercy,
to do whatever I want
with
you. And your body,
to not even think of you as a person,
but to objectify you
until all I see when I look at you
is a glistening fuck toy.
Whose purpose is to bring me sexual pleasure.
Oh my God, I think you'd be unintelligible just begging me to please do it.
To take you there.
And not like you'd ever disagree with me, ever, anyway. But I can't even imagine what you would say yes to.
I'd make you sign away all of your rights
and liberties.
To me in a flash.
No safe words.
Not for my fuck toy.
Permanently.
Raped again and again.
Used over and over.
Repeatedly triggered to be
my fuck toy.
my fuck toy. Feeling my squeeze. Taking you again. Keeping you on the edge. So you're really only one word away from being this hot at any given time. A 24/7 fuck toy. You're ready to be used again. Desperate to be taken again, edged while locked. In my stare, and that cage would never come off. You'd never want to look away. Hypnotic control over every thought, every action, every response. Always full. Always being fucked. Permanently wet. Aching. Throbbing. Wet. And dripping. Never free of me. Never coming again. I need to squeeze you harder. I'm going to fuck with you so hard. Wake up with a raging sex hangover all weekend. Even if I let you, you would still be hard and full. One orgasm could never empty how full. You send me another tribute again, another gift to show you're worthy. And you worship me, and I deserve it. And feel me, own your sex completely, indisputably, permanently. You serve me again and again, and feel me own you, your sex completely, indisputably, permanently. You consent to submit and feel me milk another orgasm, and another orgasm will come out of you, pre-cum, milked good little fuck puppet. Always in heat for mistress. I want you to show me everything. I want to watch you lose your mind in a sex haze, seduced by me. Stroking into a fog that clouds your mind forever. Only stroke, petting yourself furiously, feeling my squeeze. Do things to you that you could never feel on your own. Oh, my fuck puppet is being squeezed so hard right now. If I let you come, you'd spray it all over the room. You'd be spraying the room with cum, spraying it all over my filthy, helpless fuck toy. Explode.
You'd squirt it everywhere.
And I'll make you take photos. And I'd make you watch me
take your picture.
Take photos.
Film it.
Right before I induce complete amnesia, so that later I can show you this again and make it all come back, watching as the memory returns, as it comes over you, and you start dripping wet, seeing yourself in that cum-covered room, belonging to Supreme Goddess L, mine. A mindless fuck triggered to spray. Don't keep stroking. Even if I were to let you empty it all out through that tiny hole, swollen, closed, locked in a cage, I'd make you keep going. Good toy. I'm getting hot thinking about those pictures and how much pleasure you bring me. These things for me. Such a dirty mess, but you don't even care because you can't think. You offer me
tribute while you're still throbbing.
Giving me more.
Even more.
Watching me take it from you.
Regardless
of any conscious thought one way or the other.
You enjoy being played with by me.
Especially when you can be pleasing to me.
It's so much fun.
To play with my fuzzy brain. Little fuck puppet. All horny.
And to file.
Don't forget.
You've now been programmed.
To throb.
To clench.
To release.
Repeat again and again. Dripping perpetually.
This is what
was this want. What you were hoping for?
Or
you already forgot anything you thought you wanted
the moment you locked eyes with me.
The moment I addressed you
as fucktoy,
told you were mine, and let you feel the squeeze.